The common techniques are litigation, organization, mobilization, coalition. That's what has brought us as far as we've come, and that's what's going to take us in the future. Now, the particulars may be different or new, but the basic fight always remains the same.
Civil rights leader Julian Bond died on Saturday at the age of 75. The erudite academic, son of a college president, he was heir to the intellectual traditions of W.E.B. Du Bois and Frederick Douglass.
There are still enormous disparities between blacks and whites in education, income, life expectancy. The list just goes on and on and on. And so while gaps between blacks and whites have narrowed, most of them have not closed.
Julian Bond was not merely an intellectual. In his fierce confrontation with authority, he faced down police and thugs at sit-ins and demonstrations in the 1960s. His parents insisted that he have an academic career, but he quit school to join the protests of the 1960s and became a founder of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee and helped found the Southern Poverty Law Center.
When we speak of dissent, we usually speak of causes, good causes and evil causes. We speak of men who do not like the way their lives are lived or do not like conditions imposed upon them. They then dissent, and we applaud or we draw back, depending upon our own positions in relation to the dissenter's life.
Bond was chairman of the NAACP from 1998 to 2010. Bond was elected to the Georgia legislature in 1965, and at the chaotic Democratic National Convention in Chicago, his name was placed in nomination as vice president.
We offer in nomination with the greatest pleasure the name of Julian Bond.
What's at work here? Wisconsin has placed your name in nomination for what purpose?
Well, I would hope it's because they think I'd make a good vice president. I think it's also to get an opportunity to address this body and through the medium of television, other people in the nation about some of the issues that are not being discussed here.
Which are
poverty, racism, war. There really have not been a great deal of free discussion about them, I don't think.
Julian Bond, a fighter and a gentle conscience of the civil rights movement to the end. Representative Calvin Smyre knew Bond in Georgia, serving two terms with him in the Georgia House beginning in 1975.
Well, Julian Bond was a very unique person. Not only did he have the intellect, but he had the courage, and he had a special way of articulating it. And I can remember my first time meeting him in 1974. He was an individual that I knew would go on to do higher things in life. He was a very articulate, very much an intellect, but very articulate in ways of expressing himself.
He had a curiously non-ideological view of history, it seemed to me. He wanted to go where change could be made, and that, of course, explains his role in SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. That explains his helping to found the Southern Poverty Law Center. It also explains that he would do an interview with Clarence Thomas when perhaps not many other people in his leadership role in the civil rights movement would do such a thing. He viewed history as something that one should know about without maybe judgment.
Julian Bond could articulate his side of the story, but he never backed away from difference of opinion. He never shut down listening to the other person's side of the story. So he was one of those types of person that intellectually he could grasp all of that and dissect it. And his methodology was that way. He would gather everything in and then dispense it out in a way that he tried to put it where everybody could understand it. So he was a very, very phenomenal person. I'm just so saddened to learn of his passing, and he gave much to our state and gave much to our country.
George Representative Calvin Smyre, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, John, for being. I'm happy to be with you today.
We felt we were doing wonderful work. We felt we were changing the country for the better, and that even though it was hard work and sometimes dangerous work, we were happy to do it and eager to do it. Even closer than I am with the people I went to high school or college, I'm closer with the people I was in the movement with.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.